On today's insights, creating content that ranks on Google. Does your staffing firm need a Snapchat account? And Matt gives us a crash course on recruitment marketing. Secrets of Staffing Success is brought to you by Haley Marketing. Right now, we're offering two great deals. First, Google Mastery, where we'll get you to the top of search results and on more than 2 million websites in Google's advertising network. And second, our social visibility that includes custom blog writing, our award-winning social pro service, and reputation management service. Plus, free videos and free monthly social media training for your staff. To learn more about these two great deals from Haley Marketing, give us a call at 888-696-2900. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, one day closer to golf season, buddy.
We are, Brad, and we're taping this before you head out to Las Vegas. Excited to get your takeaways when you come back.
Speaking at a great conference, excited to get out there and share some insights with the attendees on how to better use social media for their recruitment strategy. Matt, you ready to get started?
Let's go.
All right, let's get to the show.
Content Blueprint.
SEO, or as you might refer to it as, search engine optimization. It's three letters that get staffing agency owners and staffing companies excited. But why? Because they know how often people go to Google and how much those search results impact the next click. But SEO is an ever-moving target. And Matt, on today's episode of Insights, I want to talk specifically about creating content that ranks in Google. If we think about how staffing and recruiting firms can better leverage content marketing, blogging, to increase the SEO value of their website, where do we get started?
We get started on writing good content. We, at the end of the day, content wins.
Content, content, content.
Brad has a shirt that says that, and he's a big believer in it because, like we said, SEO is an ever-moving target, and it's a formula that changes all the time. The tactics that worked in 2015, 2016 don't work in 2020. I mean, the tactics that might have worked 6-8 months ago don't work. Google rolled out a whole new algorithm, changed the end of 2019. But at the end of the day, the really strong content is going to work the best on Google in a search result because Google wants to provide the correct answer to that question.
And we have a great Lunch with Haley that you can access by going to lunchwithhaley.com, selecting Webinars on Demand that just ran last week called Staffing SEO Strategies to Dominate Your Market, where you'll get a ton of insights into search engine optimization. But specifically on content, Matt, you're exactly right. Google is doing nothing more than what we as humans expect it to do. Matt, if you have a question about anything, maybe it's even where to get the best pizza, it's where to where the best golf course in Buffalo, New York is, you're going to go to the best source to get that answer. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, whatever. You're looking for the best answer to your question that you might have. Google is doing the exact same thing. You have millions of searches every day. Google is returning the best answer to that question. So when you're typing in a question into Google search, instinctively, search engine optimization starts by first creating great content that is the best answer to the question people are searching for.
And those content rankings are ever changing, and it's important. We think it's important, and you know, business owners, staffing agencies, any business thinks it's important because when you go to Google or any search engine to conduct a search, you have intent. You're going there with the intent of jobs in Chicago, Illinois, or surgical tech training in Southern California. You're going there wanting to get an answer, and creating that content is very important. And in the staffing and recruiting industry, it's really a long-term play. There's a lot of research that would show content takes 6, 9, 12 months and longer to really rank well, because it takes time for Google to see how user behavior works with that content you've produced. So the content we're talking about could be blog posts, it could be your web pages, it could be jobs, you know, anything, any types of content on your website.
Yeah, Matt, I really want to get back to the main point that you made there, that the best content for search engine optimization is the content that has the best answer to the question that the user is searching for. If we bring in search intent, that's great. What is the end user looking to accomplish by their search? If you don't have the best answer to your question, to that question, Google is going to instinctively show another site that does. And it's looking for time on page. It's looking at number of page views on that content. It's looking at the length of the article. Does the article actually satisfy the answer to that question? It's looking at all of these parameters and returning what they feel by an algorithm is the best answer to a question, but it's also backed by data.
And what Brad's talking about with the algorithm there, what's one of the most mind-blowing stats to me is, I heard this on a webinar a week or two ago, and I've heard it before, and you know, Brad and I have talked about it, is 15% of Google searches are new every single day, which is crazy.
You told me this as we were about to record, and we had a fun conversation about it before. I'm working on something on my house, trying to get out a stripped screw. And Matt had said, yeah, well, 15% of searches are new every single day. And my reply was, well, just last night on YouTube, I typed in a very specific search based on where the screw was located, how bad it was. I typed in something like how to remove a stripped screw from the backside of a bathroom tub. It's so specific, but I think that's why there's so many new searches on Google every day. But to this conversation, the exact same point we're making here, I was returned with 8 videos, of which one was the best, gave me the answer I needed. It gave me the best answer to the question that I was intending to search for.
And moving forward, just thinking about the tech behind this, we get a little bit away from the content. YouTube, which is, you know, Google, pretty much same company, Alphabet, they saw Brad's question. They produced results for the algorithm. They see his answer.
Correct.
So the next time somebody searches a similar phrase or query, they're going to return a little bit different based on his interaction. And that's how this all works with the content you're producing as well.
So where do staffing firms get started? It's thinking through the pain points that keep your candidates or clients up at night, and it's providing the best answer to that question that you can possibly come up with. It's thinking through what is challenging the local market right now when it comes to hiring or finding a job opportunity. It's thinking through what types of situations candidates or clients find themselves in on a daily basis, and how can you provide the best value to them? Yes, then we can optimize it based on keywords and different parameters like headings and titles and things like that. Again, I would encourage you to look at Lunch with Haley, go to the webinars on demand section of that and look at the staffing SEO webinar that our team put together to get into the more technical aspect of SEO. For sake of this conversation, it's thinking through having the best answer to the question that that user is searching for.
Social reach.
Does your staffing firm need a Snapchat account? Does your staffing firm need a TikTok account? If we think through social media in 2020, questions that we get asked time after time at Haley Marketing Group, where should I be focusing my time? Where should I be focusing my attention? And we use this title of this segment as a bit of a joke, but we do get asked quite a bit, do we need a Snapchat account? And the answer is always pretty similar. Why do you think you need to be on Snapchat? What are your goals? And how will Snapchat drive you closer to those goals? Thinking through social media in 2020, Matt and I want to stress that we shouldn't be diving into a social platform just because your favorite sports team is on that social platform. Those teams, your favorite band, they have their own goals on social media. You, as a staffing firm, have your own goals on social media. You should be doubling down on the platforms that will lead you to those goals, that will drive you towards business success, and almost forgetting about the other ones. We don't need to invest or allocate time into the ones that aren't going to drive the most ROI for us. Is that the end of the segment?
That's not the end of the segment. It's Brad summed it up very well. And to put it in very practical terms, right? Facebook's been around 15 plus years. We know how to work with that. Twitter's evolved into a humongous news source. How does that work for staffing and recruiting? LinkedIn, obviously, where recruiters live most parts of their day, that's evolved into a different way. You know, with Snapchat, with TikTok. The one when Brad was talking about this was Instagram. Instagram was a question we received a lot a few years ago. I don't think we had a great answer. Now we do. It's evolved into photos, which it's always been, but how can you showcase the culture of your company? No one's going to Instagram to search for a job right now. Maybe one person in the world. To play that long game, they're going to Instagram to look for the culture of your company. What do you guys do, you know, at the holidays? What are you doing in the summer? What are you doing for whatever company event to recognize an anniversary or whatever your company does really well? It makes people excited to work for them. That's one that's evolved. But like a Snapchat, a TikTok, unless you're going out and trying to build brand awareness with kids in middle school, your staffing company doesn't need to be on TikTok.
And Matt, you're getting at a point that I stress in just about every single presentation I deliver. When I do my roadmap to social media success specifically, there's a section in the presentation that talks about understanding the specific nuances of every single platform before you just start to push content or push jobs. We as marketers have a funny way of screwing things up. We understand that we need to be on every single platform, and to do that, oh, we'll just do what we were doing on this platform and we'll throw it over there. In 2020, we need to understand that each of these platforms is their own little ecosystem. Twitter is a conversation. Facebook wants to know everything about you and they want you to live there. LinkedIn is really all about productivity and success and thinking through how we can maximize that. You were getting at Snapchat and TikTok being more of that younger demographic. You need a strategy for each, but it has to come back to your goals and what are you trying to accomplish. Ultimately, if you don't have a goal, you're just throwing a dart at the wall and hoping for the best. You're creating content that is costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to produce for what? If we're thinking about right now what staffing and recruiting firms are trying to accomplish, that's generating more applications and more job orders. Matt mentioned brand awareness. It's getting that brand in front of the right candidates so that when they do want to apply amid record low unemployment, they know to come to you instead of the competitor down the road. How are you using those social platforms to your advantage?
It's the ones Brad mentioned. It's YouTube as well, which I have a mental block to think of social media, but it's the second biggest search engine in the world. Yep. And that's where you put videos because also the younger generation, you know, not, you know, people who are unemployed, but, you know, 18, 20, 25, 30, people go to YouTube first to think about things and to look for, you know, I have a client of ours who provides back office services to the industry. They have a really good YouTube video that gets sponsorship to talk to recruiter owners, to talk about how much time they could save by outsourcing some of their back office. So it's really looking at the types of content and which platform works well for that strategy and how it reaches your goals. Like Brad said before, and he's taking it from Jay Bear, we want to be good at business, not just at social media, and using each of those applications and platforms to support your business goals.
I think you're spot on, Matt. And I think ultimately, as we continue to get this question, and as you listening to this now have the question of where should we be allocating our time, think through what's always worked. Think through the fact that Facebook and LinkedIn are still powerhouses in the social media landscape. With 2 billion people actively using Facebook on a daily basis, how can you get in front of that audience there? If you're thinking through what platforms you need to pivot to, what platforms you need to utilize, think through the strategy. What's your goal for each platform? What are you trying to accomplish as a business on that platform? And then go from there. So the answer might be, yes, you need a Snapchat account if it aligns with your goals. The answer might be, yes, we need to double down on Instagram. Again, as Matt said, if it aligns with your goal of becoming an employer of choice in Buffalo, New York, or in your local area. So before you get started and before you think through, I need to be everywhere, we're here to say, think about your goals, think about your objectives, and before you double down on any new social platform, understand the specific nuances of that ecosystem and how you will use it to drive you closer to business success.
Seen and heard.
One common question in the industry revolves around recruitment marketing. quite honestly, the basic question that we get here at Haley Marketing and a question that we see getting asked a lot is really simple. What is recruitment marketing? Matt, I'm going to turn it to you to start this segment. What is recruitment marketing?
I have two ways to answer this question. One is a story.
I love a good story.
Story goes back to the summer of 2018, and mom, like all parents do, asks, what the heck do you do?
And I love that question.
It's tough. It's not just a mom dad question. It's a family question. I'm sure Brad's gotten it from uncles, aunts, cousins.
I tell my dad I make the internet work.
Yeah, and he believes you. Shout out Mark Biley. And shout out to my mom Beth. But anyway, it's recruitment marketing. And on the spot, I'm like, it's everything that it takes to get someone to apply for a job. And from Haley Marketing's perspective, that's what it is. For an actual staffing agency or a company listening out there, it's not just getting them to apply. It's getting them to interview, to the placement, and then ultimately to stay with your company. Recruitment marketing really doesn't end. So that's where I think that's where my story comes into play. The other side of it is, and the best way I try to explain it is, think of your consumer behaviors. Think about the next vacation you want to take, the restaurant you're going to, anything you're looking to purchase or invest in with your income, those choices you're making, what's the research you're doing? Take that step back. And when you make that next decision, look at all those resources you consult. It could be Google reviews. It could be social media. It could be talking to your friends or family. That's what's happening in recruitment now. People are starting their job search. They're taking action 6 months before they actually change a job. They're doing the research. What's being said out there about your company to make them want to come work for you in this area of low unemployment?
Yeah, I want to stay on that topic for a second, Matt. So it's taking an individual 6 months to actually pull the trigger and apply for a job, right? So they're starting that actively looking process, passive looking process, 6 months prior. So a staffing firm needs to make sure that they're in front of a candidate 6 months prior to actually getting that individual in their ATS or getting them to come back to their ATS, to come back to that application. So when we think about recruitment marketing as this whole encompassing process, where do we get started, Matt? I know there's four pillars of recruitment marketing. Do you want to break down those? Do you want to share some insight into what we consider to be the four pillars of recruitment marketing?
We can dig in those quickly. It's employer branding, which is, the Google reviews, the Facebook, the Indeed reviews. It's how you are in the real world, that local community impression of your company. It's social recruiting, which works very well for passive candidates. It's trending more to active too with how Facebook Jobs has evolved, but the content, the presence, what your company is sharing on social media, what your employees are saying about you on social media, good and bad. Yep. It's job advertising, which works more with the active side. It's, are you advertising on the right job boards? Do you need to advertise on job boards? Is your audience on an Indeed or a LinkedIn or a Glassdoor or a ZipRecruiter? Which job boards work best for your industry and your geography? And the last one, and I said these backwards today for a reason, as Brad asked that question, was where do we get started? Your career site's where you get started almost. It's when people, that's your front door. That's the front door to your company right now, is when someone goes to your staffing agency's website, what's the impression you give to them? Is it on the sales side, which is a different aspect, but on that recruitment side, what does a job candidate see when they go to your homepage or to your job board career portal or to the About Us, why work for your company? What do they see?
A website to me is the primary focus, and I know you put it backwards on purpose. For me, everything has to funnel to that website. The website is the modern day, I don't want to say business card, but it's the modern day
storefront.
Billboard storefront is probably the best way. You think through, okay, if somebody learns about your organization, what are they going to do? Maybe they'll go to social media and look at you, but eventually they're always going to end back up on your website to see if you can talk the talk, to see if you can back up what you're posting on some of these vanity platforms. Everybody can look great on Instagram if you take 400 pictures and pick the best one. Everybody can have a great employer brand over on social media. But ultimately, that funnels back, right? And you have to have a website that supports that, that backs you up, and that helps you talk that talk. So Matt, one more time, what is recruitment marketing and where can we get started?
know, I like to say recruitment marketing is everything it takes to get a job applicant or a candidate to apply for that job. And to get started is, you know, start checking off the boxes and really prioritize the different places a candidate could interact with your company. It's think about, put yourself in their shoes, right? We've said apply for your own job. So maybe go to your actual career portal and see what it's like to apply for a job, or go to your website on desktop and mobile. What's the story you're saying on social media, on all the different reputation management and review sites? Start checking off those boxes and see what's being said about your company. What can you control and put in those different outlets and areas so you control that message about your company? So when job candidates start to look for a job and begin that process, because changing jobs is a painful process at times, what's being said about your company, control that message and make them want to work for you, for your staffing agency, so you can help them find their next job.
That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we would love to know. You can message Matt or myself on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Have a question for us? You could tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@HaleyMarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You could check out HaleyMarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.